Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. 93.3 The Planet, the home of the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Nobody can argue with the fact that the potato is the best vegetable ever. You got French fries, tater skins, mashed potatoes, loaded mashed potatoes, baked potatoes. Holla, that's a good veggie.
9.
I've been doing this half my life. I'm not old. I just started young. I'm kind of old.
Paige.
I'm not naive at all. I just believe what people say and I trust them, and sometimes they're full of crap.
Fat boy.
Let's see, if I had a time machine, I'd go back to when Elvis lost his license. Then I'd tell him to go to any gas station in Gatlinburg and get a new one.
The Rise Guys, mornings 5 till 10 on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Jeff is going to call your wife. We're going to dial the number. When she answers, it's you until everything gets out in the open, and we'll come on and let her know she's on the radio. Okay?
All right.
Truth and Consequences with Dale the Turkey. Naming it was the bad thing. I mean, that was the big misstep.
Yeah, making it a
pet. Here we go. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Hello?
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey. Not much. About to get these kids off to school, but Tony ain't helping either, you know.
Why? What's wrong with him?
Oh, he says his stomach hurts, and he's been in the damn bathroom for 20 minutes, and we got to get going. I may just leave him there. I don't even want to deal with it.
Oh, hell, I'm sorry. Look, I got to tell you something.
Oh, God. Do I need to sit in a damn chair for this, or?
No, it's nothing serious like that. I mean, unless you're tired, you know, sit down.
No. I mean, what do you need to say?
Look, it's about Thanksgiving.
Okay, what about it?
It's about Dale.
What are you getting at? What about him?
Look, you know, I tried to tell you about Dale, and you guys didn't believe me.
Tried to tell us what?
Look, Dale is not a pet, okay? I meant what I said. He's going to be our dinner.
Oh, damn, Dale, shut up with all that crap. You know, I don't have time for this.
Look, I am serious. I am very serious, okay? Damn it. That damn turkey, Dale, is going to be our Thanksgiving dinner. You know, he wasn't cheap. I paid $90. Okay?
And
believe me, he's going to get
it. Dale is a living being with a life, and he ate food. And what do you mean? Like, what do you mean he wasn't cheap? Like, you got him when you were out on your hunt.
No, I mean that he wasn't cheap. I didn't find him hunting. Okay? I bought him. Okay, so we could eat him. I bought the damn turkey.
Bought him.
We could eat him, but I didn't think you guys would try to make him part of the damn family.
Oh, my God. I can't believe what I'm hearing right now. I, you know, this isn't funny. I told you this isn't funny.
Look.
Damn.
This is not a joke to me.
Hey, Denise.
What?
Damn it. Y'all say damn a lot in that house.
I'm sorry.
Denise, we're on the radio right now. This is the Rise Guys over on 93.3 The Planet.
Hey.
Yeah, Denise.
And, you ain't never heard
of
that.
Is this for real?
Yeah, it's for real.
Yeah, come on.
And we've been talking to Daryl. And Daryl told us about Dale and how, I guess y'all thought he was joking around, but the boys kind of, accepted him into the family as kind of a pet. And now Dale, I want to say Dale doesn't know what to do, but I think Dale's going to do what Dale's going to do. Or Daryl, excuse me.
Don't
screw up and cook Daryl now.
Yeah.
That could be an issue.
Don't cook Daryl, or you might want to feather him.
Denise, he said that You particularly really buddied up with Dale and then the boys too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is just a lot for a morning.
Oh, that's no, I totally understand.
This is a little embarrassing, honestly.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I totally understand that. And thanks for taking a moment to talk to us. But, you know, he sounds like he's pretty serious about it. But obviously, you don't want to just...
I'm pretty serious, too.
Well, yes.
There's no damn way that's going to happen.
Damn.
Dang it.
Oh, my gosh.
Darn.
It might happen.
Sorry, no way.
What are we
going to
do?
No way.
Are we going to leave in the front yard?
Not while I'm here. No way.
Oh, so we're going to have a meat
pack. I don't care if there's no Thanksgiving. I won't make anything.
Dale? Is that what we're doing?
We're not eating, Dale. You can get another frozen turkey, one that's already killed, but we're not eating Dale. It's just not going to happen.
Where did Thanksgiving come from?
What was that, Denise? What did you say?
I said we won't do Thanksgiving at all.
Oh, no.
He wants to eat Dale. No one will eat. I won't do any Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Come on, boys.
This is ridiculous.
Well, I mean,
I don't care. We're not eating Dale. You can get another frozen turkey that is dead already that we haven't come to love.
That's true.
Yeah.
there's no resolution here. There's just not any.
There is a resolution. We don't eat him, and that's it.
But what happens after Thanksgiving with Christmas and all? I mean, you gonna have a pet turkey?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he would have been living somewhere anyway. We can figure it out.
Yeah, but what's Dale going to think when you're sitting there in the house eating his cousin?
Oh, my gosh.
That's true. Don't make your dog watch you eat other dogs.
No. Denise, trying to kind of make you laugh a little bit, try to lighten it up a little bit.
I just don't think it's funny because it's not a joke. We love... Me and my kids, we love Dale. Like, he's a part of the family now.
Yeah. You can't really pet a turkey, though.
Yeah.
Or, like, interact. Or, you know, you can't pet it or, like, take it in the house.
Can't catch one either. I've tried.
It's hard. But they live about 10 years, apparently. Yeah. I just looked it up. So, y'all have a turkey for about a day.
10 years. No.
Yeah, but that'd be bad meat.
Well, yeah, you ain't going to eat it when he dies of old age. Yeah. You don't eat those ones, though.
You can pet a turkey, and you can also build a lovely house for Dale.
Thank you.
You're not helping any, Paige.
Turkeys don't want you to pet them.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. They're birds.
Paige is wearing a mink stole right now. She doesn't care about animals.
Right.
Denise, so, in your mind, this is not happening, and you're saying that if it goes any further, there just won't be a Thanksgiving.
That is 100% correct.
Damn!
No. Denise, come on now.
This is not a joke to me.
Okay. See, I mean, there's... I don't know what you do because more importantly, the 8-year-old, 13-year-old, I think, would probably enjoy killing the turkey if he was being honest with mom and dad. But the 8-year-old, oh, man.
It's hard to say.
She's probably already got little stuffed turkeys for him for his room, right?
Little turkey hats.
Little stuffed animal turkey or something.
Yeah. We all love Dale. The boys love Dale. He's become a part of the family. He has a nice life right now, and that's not going to change.
He's either going to be on the table or in the family picture. One or the other.
One or the other, yeah.
And he's 25 pounds. It'd be so much meat.
Here's a suggestion somebody texts in. Can't you just compromise and eat some ham? But then you got an old dude on the phone here, Daryl. He's thinking, where am I going to find a pig a week before Thanksgiving?
Oh, that's true.
Oh, my God.
That's a good point. Okay, Denise, I guess we'll let y'all figure that. According to you, there's nothing to figure out, but I guess we'll let you go and get them kids to school. Oh, God, y'all get them to school. It's 7:45.
Man, wow, you're going
to
be late.
Sorry about that, Denise.
I know. I'm trying to get out the door.
Okay.
trying to eat the pets, making the kids late.
No kidding. All right. Daryl, tell Denise you'll, call her here in a little bit.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later on. I'll call you at lunch, okay?
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, Denise.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, too.
All right.
Go kill him now. Go.
Go, Daryl. Run home while she's at school with the kids.
Run home now. Kill him.
Yeah. Turkey nap, Dale.
It mysteriously disappears, then I'm real in trouble.
Yeah. So, all jokes aside, you realize you ain't going to be able to kill that turkey. Mm-mm. And you're just not going to be able to. It's 3-1 in family vote.
Yeah. I mean, she said that we weren't going to have Thanksgiving. I mean, I didn't realize it was going to be that serious, you know.
What are you really going to do? Like, this is like you're saying, well, yes, we are, but this it's not going to end that way. I mean, it's, you know what? I'm going to call you on Thanksgiving. I want to see what's happening. Just lay the phone down and let me listen.
Yeah. I should just let you listen. Yeah, I don't know. I think, I mean, you know, I just don't understand why. I just don't understand why that she can't see my point of view of spending that money. And, I'm going to have to go buy a turkey that's already been killed, and why not just, do it?
Damn it. Bless you. Pass her a box of wet wipes. All right. We're going
to I don't know. I mean, I got to listen to the wife, at this point. I mean,
So Dale will not die.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to, I'm gonna have to listen to what some of the suggestions you said. I hadn't thought about my younger son and how that might cause him. And I just wasn't thinking that. I was just kind of thinking, hey, this would be great to have. It'd be a good little decoration, and then cycle away kind of thing. And I don't know. Maybe I kind of have a turn of heart right now.
Look at that.
Changing your mind.
Yeah, mom ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Still rings true in 2017.
Yeah, that's the truth.
All right, Daryl. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. See you, man.
Thanks, really appreciate it.
Bye. I knew that he wasn't going to stick to his guy. He can't though. You know what? Good for him. If people that are texting and calling him the P word and all that, you know what? You be a daddy and look at them boys in the eye and say, "We're gonna eat Dale."
Now he can live on in marital bliss for a while.
That's right.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet. See? Yeah, I just do the motorboating thing. And my headphones fall off when I do it. So I'm not the guy.
Try it.
Try one.
My God.
You're doing an impression of somebody who used to work here. That is your impression of a former coworker.
I didn't know you were going to record it.
Yeah.
Jeff, do yours again. God, they're both good.
Makes your head hurt.
We have co-captains. All right, so we're looking for the best gobble.
Yes.
That's what we're looking for.
Yes.
Now, on paper, this sounds so simplistic and cookie-cutter, but God bless it. When we go to these phones, I guarantee you they're going to be just the best thing you've heard all day.
Well, there's a trick to it in that you can't practice too much because your head starts to hurt from all the shaking about.
Yeah.
You can concuss your brain going,
We ain't doing the hokey pokey here, buddy. This is gobble mania.
That's what it's all about.
Right. All right. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Let's see who wants to win the tickets and who does a good gobble. We'll go We'll go to Forest City first and talk to P1, Splashin' Blumpkins. Blumpkins, good morning.
What's up, guys?
How are you, sir?
Good. Y'all doing all right?
You strike me as a man who would go out and hunt his Thanksgiving meal. Any truth to that?
No, but I've always wanted to. I just never have.
Okay. All right. Me and you both. All right. Let's hear. You'll be the first one, so thus you'll win round one. But let's hear your turkey gobble.
All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good at that.
All right, hold on.
Really very good.
We don't even need to vote. I mean, he stays in the lead until we go to round two. Also from Forest City. Holy moly. Michael, good morning.
That's where all the turkey hunters are.
Good morning, folks. How are y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. Doing well.
Great. Good morning, my fellow Forest City man there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, buddy.
What'd you go to? Puberty? You're like 9 years old?
I'm 22.
All right. Let's hear your gobble, Michael. Let's see if you can outdo P1 Splashin' Blumpkins. Go ahead.
Well, I'll certainly give it a shot.
All right.
All right. Hold on, sir. All right.
This turkey run been losing power.
Lost his voice.
That turkey's whining. It's already been shot and it's winding down.
Do you go with turkey one or turkey two?
Turkey one.
Jimmy Jack?
Man, I gotta go with turkey number one.
Me too. Fat boy?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with turkey one. Turkey splash.
All right, and unanimously, it is P1 Splashin' Blumpkins stays in the lead. All right.
Try my best, guys.
Yeah, man. Thanks.
There's a tweet from Christopher Carroll. Says, Jeff, sounds like a turkey having an orgasm.
No, I don't.
How would you know, Christopher?
I like to see that.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to P1 Nunya in
you
Clemson.
Did it again.
God dang it, Burt Reynolds. Stop. Can you imagine going to the movies?
That's a hawk.
God dang it. Okay. He went none you there.
He's laughing too.
I was laughing. Oh,
he's
okay.
Laughing. I can't stop laughing.
Okay, got it. Okay, Nanya, get your composure about you. Is there a composer there as well? Okay. Oh, it's a girl.
Oh, it's a girl.
When we do the Burt Reynolds impression contest, we know where to go. But unfortunately, we're doing the turkey gobble mania contest. P1 Nanya, are you ready to participate?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Right. Let's hear your turkey gobble, P1 Nanya from Clemson. Okay, hold on. Then we'll make this simple. Does anybody like P1 Nunya's gobble better than P1 Splashin' Blumpkin's gobble?
And hell no.
All right. All like sign? Okay. All right. So we stay with Blumpkin's.
His was better.
Dang it. Ain't that crazy? She was good too, though.
Yeah. She was good.
P1 Nick Knack. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, sir. How's it in Asheville?
Oh, man. Cold. All right. After all these years trying to get on the air with you guys, I can't believe I'm going to actually try this turkey call. But
the time you get through is when we're doing the turkey call contest.
That's right. The one time. Blumpkins is going to be hard to top, but you ready?
I am ready. P1 Nick Knack from Asheville. Let's hear your turkey gobble.
All right.
All right, sir. I imagine we won't talk to you again, so I appreciate you listening and have a great morning. I'm just guessing. All right, hold on.
Hang on, man.
Just in case. Is anybody better than Blumpkins?
No, this was all right, but it wasn't as good.
I feel like we're hearing a impression of an impression.
Like everybody's just trying to do what doing Blumpkins did.
I ain't never seen a turkey licking its lips doing that either.
They ain't drowning.
They don't do that. They don't sound like the fish in Mario.
I don't know which one they're referring to, but this one says that turkey impression sounded like the teacher from Charlie Brown. I don't know which one they're referring to. Probably mine. It was awful.
Oh, yeah, yours did kind of sound like this. Is really Charlie Brown.
All right, so we say goodbye to Nick Knack, and that means that we're down to, are we going to go five? Is that right?
I can do as many as you want.
Well, you're the timekeeper.
Yeah, do some more.
Okay. All right, load them up, Jeffrey.
Keep coming.
Let's go to Shana, or is it Shauna from Traveler's Rest? Which is it?
Shanna.
Okay.
Neither one of them, man.
Shanna, let's hear your turkey gobble for Gobble Mania to win the tickets to see Trial by Fire Wednesday night at Revel.
All right, let me give it a shot.
All right, let's hear. All right, hold on. Now, if this was a Paul Bearer impression contest, I think we'd have our winner. But unfortunately, it's a turkey contest. Everybody's still on Team Blumpkins?
Yeah.
One more, man. Yeah. And that's the thing. I want somebody else to be better, because a lot of times we do these impression contests or something along these lines.
We get our winner, like, the second call, and it just keeps going.
Yeah, like, the first or second one will be the best one we get.
Yeah. All right, we'll try it again.
She sounded like she was having a good time.
I wonder if this is the guy that couldn't kick the football straight. Let's go to Fountain Inn and talk to Jad. Hey, Jad.
How you doing, man?
Good. How you?
All right. No, I didn't play for Clemson. Okay. Not at all.
All right. Just making sure.
Gamecocks fan.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What is Jad short for, by the way? Is it short for anything?
Yeah. It's actually kind of like the initials of my name. My name is James David. So I'm told they took the J and the A off of James and the D off of David.
I told Nine to do that. He could be Jam. Imagine that.
That's right.
He's Jam. James Allen McDonald.
Jimmy Jam.
All right, Jad. Let's hear it. Somebody in Fountain Inn, I think, would win this. I thought that prior to doing it. So
you would think so.
Yeah.
All right,
Jad.
Ready?
Let's hear your turkey gobble.
All right.
Okay, hold on. Man, I almost feel like I need a side-by-side.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Jad was good.
Jad was good.
He wasn't as long. I mean, it felt like Blumpkins went on for a little bit.
Yeah. Can we hear a side-by-side comparison real quick?
Sure. If they're willing.
All right. Blumpkins, give us another little gobble.
All right.
All right, now, and now Jad. Okay, hold on.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, man. That's close.
All right.
Man, I almost want to say that Jad's maybe slightly more turkey sounding to me.
Oh.
And Blumpkins might have a little more chicken in him.
Well, who do you vote for, Nine? Jad or Blumpkins? I'll come back to you, Paige.
I kind of like Jad's.
Fat boy.
I might stick with Blumpkins.
Jeff Lewis Neal.
Yeah, I think Jad's was better.
I'm sticking with Blumpkins. Nine, you're breaking the tie.
I'm going to stick with what I said. I thought Jad maybe said a little more turkey and Blumpkins said a little more chicken.
So that means Jad goes into the lead.
I think so, man.
Oh, wow. Man. Wow.
What a game.
We'll do one more round or two. You tell me, because I don't want to be late and then get old talking to.
We'll do a couple more. Let me do what we got right now.
Okay, Jeff, no more. Those two and no more. Okay.
Those two got the only last two opportunities.
Both of them from Greenville. We'll go to Tim in Greenville first on line four. Hey, Tim.
Yes.
All right, so you're going against the winner right now, so let's hear your turkey gobble for all the marbles.
All right.
Okay, hold on, Tim. It sounded very tired turkey.
Yeah.
It sounded like a turkey that it was so old that you wouldn't eat it because the meat would be bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I got to stick with Jad. Everybody agree?
Yeah.
Jad stays in the lead. We say goodbye to Tim. And finally, our last turkey, Jonathan in Greenville. Hey, Jonathan.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
Pretty good.
How long have you been in the gobble game?
I've never done it.
Okay. All right. That's what I was looking for here.
Somebody called up and was like, yeah, man, I hunt turkeys every spring.
Not a one of them.
It's my first time on the radio, too.
Oh, congratulations.
All right, buddy.
All right, Jonathan. You've waited your entire life to talk on the radio, and now you get to do it as a turkey. So let's hear your gobble to win the Trial by Fire tickets for Wednesday night. Go.
All right.
Okay, hold on. I need a side-by-side.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah. Wow. That was pretty strong.
All right, Jad?
Yes, sir?
All right, let's hear yours again.
All right, ready?
Yeah. And now Jonathan from Greenville.
Hang on just one second.
Jonathan's on line two. Jonathan, let's hear yours again. Okay. I now go first to the biggest turkey I know, Jeff Lewis. Neil, Jeff, do you want Jonathan or Jad?
Man, I think Jonathan's was just a slight better, so I'm going to go with Jonathan.
It was just a slight better, he says. He's going to win by a slight nine, as some would say.
Yep.
Fat boy.
I like Jad's, man. I'm going to stick with Jad.
All right, that's one each.
Jizzad.
I will go ahead and vote and tell you that I am also going to stick with Jad. So that means 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
Paige, I go to you. Do you want Jad, who was leading, or Jonathan, who just did it?
I think I like Jad's.
That means, Nine, your vote is not needed.
I had a vote.
The winner of the first annual Rise Guys Gobble Mania is freaking Jad.
All right.
Yeah.
Jad, you did it. You did it.
Thanks.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The
Planet. It is now time for a special Christmas edition of Stereotypes with Matt, Man, and Nine. This is where we stereotype things.
Mm-hmm.
We've stereotyped you by the cars you drive.
Yes.
We did a little earlier partial edition about your winter wear.
Yep, we do it all the time, but sometimes we just expound upon it. Like we did it with, TV shows?
Oh, yes.
TV shows you like, that was a good one.
That set a lot of people off because they know what we were saying was right.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to start right there. We're talking about gifts that you buy people and
Christmas
what
gifts.
It says about you.
Mm-hmm.
What it says about you.
Yes.
Good Lord.
I'd like to start off with, I did a lot of Christmas shopping yesterday. I did no holiday shopping at all. I bought nothing for New Year's. I bought nothing for Kwanzaa. Bought nothing for Nine's birthday. It was specific Christmas shopping I was doing.
Nothing for Festivus.
And I saw a lot of buying going on of something, and this says a lot about you. Don't give somebody a Christmas gift that is Christmas-themed.
Please, I'll go ahead and knock that one off my list.
We realize that you don't know anything about us, and you're just buying what's available. And, oh, look at the calendar. It happens to be Christmas. So let me get him the Christmas boxers and give them to him on the day that he can wear them.
Yep. He's already took his bath. He's
so unless I crap my pants at lunchtime, I ain't going to wear them till next year. So thanks a lot.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it. You're a great friend.
But that doesn't just go with Christmas clothes. It isn't just Christmas t-shirts or Christmas sweaters or Christmas boxers or Christmas socks. Christmas, don't give me a Christmas ornament on Christmas Day. Like, why are you messing with me to the point? Here's something for your Christmas tree. Now go home, put it in a closet for 11 months, and then get it out and use it. Or any sort of Christmas decoration.
Also,
or something for my Christmas village. Like, no, I want something I can use tomorrow.
You're a horrible buyer. You're bad with your money. If you had saved a day, you would have saved 50% or 75%. We realize that. Save the money.
No.
Give me more money. Give me more present. Don't overspend on that ornament.
I'm going to give you something about that person who's giving you that Christmas-themed gift. A lot of times, that's something they bought 75% off the day after last Christmas. And they've kept it for 11 months, or right at 12 months. They've kept it for 364 days, just waiting. Either somebody new will come along who needs a gift, or somebody they don't, you know, forget to buy one for needs some. So they got this crap they bought on clearance a year ago they're going to give you.
Plus, if you knew me better than you think you did, you would have waited till after Halloween and bought me a bunch of Halloween stuff cheap. Because I like Halloween more than I do Christmas.
You got some Halloween socks.
Next person. Don't give me some kind of gift-themed set. Don't give me some kind of make-your-own mugs of hot chocolate. Don't give me some kind of homemade banana bread set that I got to make. You make the bread and give it to me and cut it out.
Have you seen the one that's real popular this year? Is you get a little cast iron skillet that you make like one cookie in? I've seen them every store I've been in, man. And you get a little tiny cast iron skillet, then you make like one big chocolate chip cookie in it. No!
Don't give me something I gotta cook. Do you want to give somebody a box of cake mix on their damn birthday? Hell no, you don't.
You don't give them a cake. Hey, speaking of, fruitcake.
Oh, God.
Don't you do
I've
it?
I've never watched anyone in my life consume one.
Never.
Ever.
There's only one that exists.
I've been around so many of them, I could have built a small house out of them.
Just save you money.
Don't buy it.
Save
we
your
need
money.
To
bring
put
us
these
a point
people
set
out of
instead.
Business.
Yes.
Put me a poinsettia on the front porch.
Yeah.
Actually, you bring two.
Yeah.
Don't give somebody just one poinsettia. You know better than that.
Or instead of fruitcake, get the little Danish butter cookies in the tin. Do that instead. Those are good. I like those.
Now, I thought about this, and I was going to say it, and then I pulled back because of the social climate, and I'm going to go back to it anyway.
Do it.
Don't give the opposite sex underwear. Just don't do it. Don't do it. Unless you're going to be involved in a situation where you're going to pull those underwear off that person, don't give them underwear. I'm talking about your sons, unless they're in the house and you're buying them.
Yeah.
I'm talking about your sons. I'm talking about your nieces. I've been at Christmases where nieces have gotten panties from the single uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
be.
I know good That's well wrong. That he just asked her mama what to buy, or maybe he even gave her the 20 and she gave it to him already wrapped.
That shouldn't be.
Don't look at that gift tag and it comes back from Uncle Ronnie.
No. Don't give gifts that are too personal. Don't give gifts that are more personal than your relationship with that person. This is not a time to overextend yourself and let them know you want to get them naked. Especially not if it's your family.
This is where I think this ship might split right down the middle.
Okay.
I said ship.
Yeah, he did. Quite clearly.
Gift cards are okay. Gift cards are okay. I would much rather you buy me a gift card to a website or a business that I really, really like and I'm going to go have a whole lot of fun after Christmas when the sales are going on than you to take a chance on that sweater and hope to God I like it.
Yeah, I'm fine with the gift card. If you want to get something, fine, do that. But I'm fine. I mean, I don't have a problem with a gift card if it's someplace I like. If you give me one to like some store I don't go to ever.
Don't give me an American Express gift card. You know why? Because they charge a percentage for it, and we're just making them money. I'd rather you just give me in lieu of that cash.
Yeah. But
why are we making American Express money?
Because there's a stigma put on giving people cash so that you will go out and buy goods and gift cards at percentages instead of just giving them cash. They've attached a stigma to these things, to cash gifts. So
right.
You don't do it because, well, you want the cash in stores. You want it in circulation more so.
We do this as a service to you, to help you out, to tell you what your friends and family aren't telling you. Don't give them T-shirts with doo-doo on it.
Don't do it.
I'm kidding, Jeff. I love that shirt. I love it. I love it.
As seen on TV items.
Oh, my God. High five it.
Oh, those are good.
As seen on, but the,
stocking,
you know what?
Stuffers only, not
stocking
for the
stuffers
main
stuffers only. But what it says is, crap, we forgot about Dave. Let's stop at the drugstore and get him something on the way.
Yeah, the kids even know what the drugstore toys are. They know that you forgot on the way to Grandma's house. Give them a gift card, too.
Yeah.
Kids love gift cards. They have cell phones. They can order crap.
Yep, it's true.
Anything else you really want? Outdated stuff from mail order catalogs.
Like what?
Like, you get, I don't know, like outdated stuff from mail order catalogs. Okay. The mail order catalogs, I get them at the house all the time. I look at them. It's always stuff from several years ago.
Yeah.
Most of it. And it's usually, a lot of it will be like, I don't know, like an old timey, a tiny replica popcorn maker that looks like something in a movie theater in the 1930s.
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't work and might catch fire.
Yeah. And I don't collect radios either.
Mm-mm.
I know you.
No.
I got like 8 or 9 of them. I don't collect.
I just want to call up and say that your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.